The Children's International Summer Village, or CISV, is working with youth and their families to prepare for the 2014 summer travel programs. I found out more about this program that works with volunteers and families to share the culture of foreign lands through youth travel. James Hobbs is a volunteer with the Children's International Summer Village, helping to prepare youth for their time abroad and also developing mentors here in Chattanooga. James, how did this program begin?
CISV started in 1951. It was the idea of a child psychologist named Doris Allen. She believed that by creating opportunities for children of different cultures to come together, to learn and make friends, they would grow up to become ambassadors for a more just and peaceful world. Since 1951, the world has changed and CISV has evolved along with it. We offer unique experiences for people of all ages, starting with children as young as 11 and continuing into adulthood.
This is not a foreign exchange student program. This is a summer camp.
There are a few programs that are camp-based. There's one that is family-based, where you do have a host student or individual in your family with you for a period of time.
Last year, there was a camp at Harrison Bay State Park. Were they camping?
They were staying in cabins out there. While they were here, they participated in activities. They went up to Lookout Mountain to learn about the Civil War. They also participated in the Water Day activities at Orange Grove. They went to a Lookouts game. They went down to Coolidge Park. We had a cookout for them. They got to see some fireworks. It was a neat experience for them.
Jack White is a Chattanooga student that has participated in the program last year, traveling abroad with CISV.
It was an amazing experience. I went to Barcelona, Spain this summer for 3 weeks, and I met a lot of new and cool people from around the world. People from the Middle East, from Canada, from Mexico, all around the world.
White spent the time with young people from different backgrounds and countries, all sharing their own culture with a diverse group.
Every day there was a country that had a national day, and basically they went all out and talked to you about their culture. So they would make the meal, they would play games. And those were my really favorite because you were firsthand experiencing their culture while you were with everybody else.
According to Hobbs and Jack's mom, Beth White, last summer was not Jack's first experience with CISV.
He's done three programs so far.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were the camp-based and one was the family-based program. I think it's pretty cool to see Jack evolve over the years. I remember as a little 11-year-old.
I can't really pinpoint a single surprising moment because really the whole experience and all the programs are surprising from the very beginning till the end. From the people you meet and the things you learn, it's truly amazing.
So you've been to Barcelona, Spain. Was that a camp experience?
That was. It was 3 weeks of a camp.
And you stayed with the family. Where did you stay?
I stayed with a family for 2 weeks in Milan, Italy. And then my exchange partner, Camillo, came back and lived with us for 2 weeks in Chattanooga.
You also had another camp experience. Where and when was this?
When I was 11 years old, I went to Vancouver, Canada for a month, and it was camp-based.
So, Beth, you're his mom.
Yes.
He's gone to a foreign country without you.
Yes. I have to say, when he was 11 and we made the decision for him to attend the CISV camp in Canada, obviously I was a little bit freaked out and a little concerned, but CISV is such a wonderful organization in the fact that they have so many policies and practices in place. We met with the group that he traveled with. There were two girls, two boys, and an adult leader, and we did so many activities prior to them leaving to really get to know one another and to bond as a group with the other parents, and the kids bonded with their adult leader, and so did we. So, and while I can't say I was completely comfortable because obviously he's my baby and that, you know, you have apprehensions, but it wasn't just, stick your kid on a plane kind of experience and stuff. And that's all part of the CISV program. It's not only them having the camp experience, but also bonding and having those home-based experiences as well. I was convinced that he would have a horrible time and he would miss me completely during that month. And I'm not really sure that he actually thought about me once. He had an amazing time. And I have to say, when he came back from Canada as an 11-year-old, the change that I saw in him, it was truly amazing. I mean, just the level of maturity, but opening his eyes to the rest of the world and looking at the possibilities around him has really, truly influenced who he is today.
That reminds me of a story. One parent told us after their 11-year-old boy went to a camp in Pennsylvania, he came back and he said, "Mom, I really want to go visit my friend in Colombia." And she goes, "Well, isn't it dangerous there?" And he goes, "Mom, that's prejudice. You can't say that. You know, it's safe there. He's a good person." And I think that really shows what you get out of these programs. And that's what you really learn and experience out of this.
Jack, how old are you now?
I'm 15.
There are adult volunteers that work with the young people as mentors and leaders in the camps. Once you become an adult, do you intend to continue working with the CISV?
I hope to be an adult leader one day and take kids to a camp or a village. And if I go to college and I'm near a CISV chapter, I fully intend to be involved with the junior branch of the chapters.
James, is there going to be another camp this summer?
No, we're not hosting one this summer. We're actually hosting one next summer in 2015. It'll be slightly different than the one that we hosted this past time. The one we're hosting in 2015 is called a seminar camp, and we will actually be hosting the only one in the United States in 2015. So we're really excited about that. It's an older age group. They're more self-sufficient. They will actually be taking on more in-depth research into different cultures.
I understand when you have the camp, they're exchanging cultures, food, games, things that a normal child would enjoy in a normal day. The seminar sounds like it takes it up a notch, perhaps communicating on more social issues.
All the camps revolve around a certain theme, and whatever the theme will be for that year, they're all expected to come with some kind of research already prepared for it. So it's kind of like in a college setting. They're sitting around, they're really discussing these issues, they're really going to in-depth on them.
This requires supervision, and adults ready to lead the discussion, especially for the older youth, you'll need chaperones. Who does that?
We actually have a process that all adult leaders have to go through. You have to apply, you have to go through a criminal background check, and you have to go through 2 weekends of training for this. We take it very seriously because obviously we don't want to send just any Joe off the street. We want to make sure we're comfortable with the person. We want to make sure the parents are comfortable, the kids are comfortable with them. Lots of these camps are actually staffed by international people. Since we are an international organization, other chapters may send an individual to our chapter to be on staff. When we send a leader, they go through the same process, 2 weekends of training, criminal background checks, interview process, references, the whole schmear.
How do families get in touch with your organization if their children want to get involved with a camp or family program?
Probably the very best is by email, because we are an all-volunteer organization. We don't have an office. We don't have any paid staff. Our email address is cisvchattanooga@gmail.com, or they can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/CISVChattanooga. We also have a website, chattanooga.cisvusa.org. They can get in touch with us from any one of those places. We would be happy to sit down with them, give them some more information, invite them to some activities that we may have planned, you know, send them an application. We can put them in touch with other people who have traveled so that they can get a better understanding of what they're really signing up for, because we really want people to understand that this is not just a travel organization. It's really more about education and learning about different cultures.
Participants in the Children's International Summer Village spend time preparing for their travels by researching the country they will visit, as well as preparing information about their own country and cultures to share with fellow campers. The Chattanooga chapter of the CISV can be found on Facebook and online at chattanooga.cisvusa.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rapid.